Yeah, okay. I think, say, let me just, this is an interview with, this interview with Moses Gordeev at Unalaska on June 9th.
Yeah,
2004. Mo, how old were you when you came back from the war, from World War II, from the evacuation?
I was six.
You were six, okay. Yeah. Were you born here at Unalaska?
I was born and raised here. September 3rd, 1939.
Ah, okay.
Down in the old hospital down here.
Oh, yeah.
I was born there.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to grab myself a chair.
Your grandfather, Ilya McCarron?
After my adoption, yeah.
Okay, all right.
My real mom and dad was Molly and Peter McCarron.
Oh, all right, all right, yeah.
Now, she couldn't take care of me after she ended up in the TB hospital, her and my dad down in the southeast during the war.
Oh, okay.
So I was... Agafinia McCarron was going to be the one... She appointed us to adopt me, but then she couldn't change her name, so Mariah adopted me.
Oh, all right, all right.
I was adopted in Durango, August 5th, 1942. So growing up, I knew Martha as my real sister, her and Margaret. Margaret McCann.
Yeah.
So I was raised with them.
Ah.
And I never met my real mom and dad till I was 13.
Oh, wow, wow.
After they got out of the hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I found out that they both had one lung, you know, from the TB they had.
Yeah.
Yeah, they both had one lung.
Hmm. I remember meeting Molly the first year or so I was here.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now Gordeev,
Mom Mariah was married to John Gordeev.
John Gordeev, yeah. Okay. Now he was from Chernovsky, or?
Yeah. I don't know where he was from.
All right.
But he lived in a house that used to be down by the creek, right by the church.
Oh, okay. Yeah. On the other side,
you know,
of
Victor Gordeev?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
His,
oh,
his,
all right. Okay.
Yeah, he was married to him.
To Mariah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And how do you spell Gordeev? G-O-R-D...
G-O-R-D-I-E-F-F.
I-E-F-F, okay, yeah. All right. Because I've seen it spelled differently, different ways. And
there's another Gordeev from Anchorage. He's a deacon, George Gordeev.
Ah.
So he calls me brother too now, because my mom and I raised him.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't know that.
So,
when she was married to George.
Yeah, yeah.
So I finally got a... I was kind of a half brother in England. Who's a deacon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. She calls me up and sees me every time I go in for a checkup.
Uh-huh. Good, good.
Yeah.
Now, when you came back here after the war, what was the first thing that happened here? The first day you came back?
Yeah, I barely remember it, but I know we stayed in the Quonset. Right up right where that church is right now.
Oh, right over we here on
there,
the edge of the lake.
Yeah, they had a gate down here by the old school.
Oh, yeah?
By the old powerhouse.
Yeah,
there.
Right.
And Marty said we used to have get a pass to go to church. Military was still here then. Marty would go out to dump where we used to pick berries, had to get a pass to go out there.
Huh.
In the mess hall we used to eat in. Part of it is still there. You see where that...
right on the corner there?
You see where the two...
Used to be Quonset huts coming off of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where we used to eat.
Huh.
I remember going there.
Huh.
It was
probably...
It was scary, but fun.
Yeah, probably if you were 13, it would be a lot of fun. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
I was 7 then.
Oh, 07. Okay. Yeah.
Well, it was kind of fun, but scary. And then they finally for your house, brother. This Noel, we used to be in a little house. You know where Vern's first store used to be?
Yeah.
That little, right across from Alice Tudor.
Right, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Grandpa had a little house there.
Hmm.
And then that was vandalized, so they moved us out of there. And where we're at now used to belong to old man Peter Tomakowski. And Grandpa Ilya bought that for that lot from him for $25.
Wow, wow.
I still got the deed home.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's my property now.
Now Ilya came from Borka?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And his wife, my godmother, she was my godmother.
Ah.
Yeah, she was born in Aztec.
Oh, all right.
So he met her over there when he worked at the whaling ship.
And
they came here.
And they moved here before the war, is that right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they moved here. And, well, they stayed at, well, we all stayed out in Borka then.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, because Molly, no, because, well, because that's where they were from originally, or where he was from.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, his brother was Andrew McCarran, is that right?
Yeah. His picture is really good.
Yeah, I'll bring it down.
That?
Yeah, yeah.
Actually. Oh, it's coming. Yeah. Yeah, Irene gave me a copy of it too, I got one home now. I'm going to get it enlarged.
I can get it enlarged for you, because I actually Shelley, my wife, made these copies.
Oh,
so
good.
I can send it to you.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah,
like two of you went to the Reese
okay.
and the boys.
Actually, I gave her some.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh,
I didn't,
great.
Yeah, I didn't think of it, Mo, but I'll sure I can send you some though.
Yeah,
yeah.
I left
yeah.
a couple anyway.
Yeah, I'll be happy to.
Mm-hmm.
So this is on the far right.
Yeah, that's Ilya.
Uh-huh.
And his wife, my godmother, Agrafina, Andrew McCarran, his brother.
Yeah.
And Andrew's wife, Ustinya.
Ustinya.
Yeah.
His wife, yeah.
She was blind, you know. Somebody was sick or had something wrong with him, they used to call for her.
Hmm.
Remember, I had trouble with my stomach or something. They had her come down to use her hands, rubbing all over me for a long time.
Yeah.
That was all right after that.
Wow, wow.
So, it was great. This was taken right in front of a house after church.
Oh, okay. That's why they're all in suits and dressed up. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Andrew was a reader in the church. Was Ilya a reader, or...?
No, he would help her with candles and stuff.
Ah,
too.
Okay.
Well, he'd watch the outside door,
you know,
let people in and out, help them win the days or something.
Yeah.
He used to have a doorman all the time in the church.
Yeah,
he used to do that.
After the war, did he go trapping at all?
No, they worked the primrose for a while, and then after a while he couldn't work anymore.
Okay.
Because in 1955, after we moved down there, well, we moved down there in 1946 to the house we're in now, where I'm staying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Remember, all of us was living there. There was 11, 7 or 8 of us living in the house then.
Wow.
You know. Uncle Andrew helped us, helped Grandpa, well, his brother and them, fix our place up.
Mm.
And when he got his place, the army put his cabin in position.
Oh, okay.
And he stayed with us while they worked on his
place. Ah, after he moved over from...
from after the war.
Yeah,
they wouldn't let them... Well, Kushina, Kashiga, and Borka, the government wouldn't let them move back.
Ah.
I mean, that was stupid.
Yeah, right, right.
And that's when, that's when part of our heritage started dropping too.
Mm. Yeah, because living in those smaller villages where you hunted all the time and fished
yeah.
and...
Yeah. Yeah, we all lived together for a while we were working on Uncle Andrew's house. And I remember seeing all them people helping each other, you know, build their homes.
Yeah, after the war, yeah.
Well, most of them were all carpenters anyway.
I know Andrew used to make models of bodarkas and stuff.
My dad did too.
Yeah.
Never said stuff good when I think. I started trying to make them. I kept looking up to you.
Yeah.
Sorry, I quit. But it was fun.
That's a whole huge collection of skills.
Yeah.
To make something like that.
Yeah.
Now, did you ever work up in the Pribilofs?
Yeah. I was in school in India wasn't making too much. My mom or I was working for the old school. And then, well, that's why I went to school, the old school. And when I was 15, I quit school to go to work up the island. Walked with the axe out. Charlie Hope told me, I tell him you're 16, you go to work. So I went to work to help me, you know. Things were kind of going up in price or something.
And things were hard after the war, I think.
Yeah.
From what I've read here, it was economic depression. And
everything was pretty hard. Yeah, I went to work when I was 15 at the island. I worked there from 1955 to 63. Went to work for $150 a month.
Wow.
It was a lot of money, boy.
Yeah.
Great, bought my first wooden cold stove for the house.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I still got that to go too.
Where did you get coal from in those days?
Oh, we used to go up the lakes up here, the roads up here.
Yeah.
You know where the old sand pile used to be?
Yeah.
About to the creek up there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, on the right-hand side, as you go inside the little lagoon there, used to be a pile of coal. We used to have to dig for it, though. Take the top side of the coal would be there. We'd get about maybe 50, 60 sacks of gold, military gunny sacks. They used to find a lot of them in the old buildings and stuff. They'd fill those up and bring them back, throw them back down. Yeah, but there was a military service boat we used. So two families, you know, we used to go out and put coal and bring it down and share it half and half.
You and the Zaharoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We spent all day out there, take dry fish out,
smoke
salmon, take the cattle, bread and everything. We spent the whole day out.
Neat.
It was good, you know, working together.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. And we got wood from down the beach. You know, we have to go down and cut wood.
Yeah.
We used to have to help pack wood home with a wheelbarrow or something. Before we could go out and play after school. You know, we all chose that.
How long would you have to let that wood season before you could use it?
Well, it was always on the beach and it was dry, so.
Oh, okay.
You know, we could chop it up right away and stack it.
It
was good. And it wouldn't cold for the winter.
Yeah.
During the summer, we'd make about two or three trips up there to get cold. We had an old big coal bin outside Grandpa built. So we had enough coal for all winter. Wood is stacked up all for all winter. It was great. In 1956, after I got my first oil stove, well, the wood stove we had, my Uncle Peter Veltiano, he helped us convert it into oil. So we had the oil stove. Well, in the back rooms, we had a little wood stove. Which always good. And after working up the islands, in 1958, I joined NASA. Brother was 17.
Ah. Oh.
And I took my basic training down in Fort Ord, California.
Hmm.
I was 18 down there. But I spent 6 years in the National Guard.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, that was good too.
Hmm.
California, Fort Lewis, Washington. And every month we went to, every March, we went to Anchorage for 2 weeks basic training.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Yeah. So you would be out here and then go into Anchorage?
Yeah, for basic training.
Ah.
A little group from here and a group from St. Paul, St. George, Bethel. We're all over the state.
Yeah, who else went from here?
So there was me, Krista, Simeon Lachetta, Greg Gola,
Shapsnikov?
Shapsnikov, my uncle. Neon, Nikitana, Coco, Larry Shapsnikov, myself.
Quite a few.
Victor Goodale.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a few.
Yeah.
And our sergeant was made the acting of husband, Harvey Wright.
Ah.
He was a master sergeant.
Hmm.
He wasn't starting it yet.
Ah.
What the hell, $98 a month?
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. How would you get in? Would you take the mailboat in or fly in?
No, we flew in.
You flew in?
The DC-3 was running.
Okay.
But to the Pribilofs, we took the old Penguin and go on the boat.
Okay.
It was like slavery. People from here, Mikulski at Next 10, all crawled down in the cargo hold.
We
were just like slaves, man. It was a 16-hour trip, but damn, it was terrible. We had to eat down in the hole, wash the dishes down in the hole. One little bathroom down there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, then you could smell some of the old-timers, the younger guys, like some of them get seasick.
Yeah.
You'd smell that smelly oil from the engine room.
Yeah. What was your first job up there?
Garbage detail.
Yeah.
The village truck they called.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Nick Lactianoff was saying his first job, he was he worked on the road.
Road gang? Yeah. I've been on that too. Then from there I worked at the second year they put me in the byproduct. That's just where they ground up all the seal carcasses.
Oh, okay. For fertilizer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then the seal blubber that they got from the blubber shop, we made seal oil out of that into the 50-gallon drums. And we shipped those all out. Everything went to St. Louis.
Oh, yeah? Louis. Yeah.
From there, I got transferred to the barrel shop where we barreled the skins.
Yeah.
Put them in barrels.
Mm-hmm.
And 85 skins to a barrel.
Wow.
And sometimes they killed, the highest kill we had was 5,000. So we barrel of 5,000. The next day it could be maybe 3,000 or 4,000. So we did a lot of work.
Yeah.
I worked there until 63.
Now when the men worked up there, did they ever send seal meat back here or?
Well, we got to bring some home with us.
Okay.
Yeah.